Later on this hour, we will tell you about what is coming to downtown Kansas City, which is kind of neat if you're a golf fan. And if you're a foodie fan. Sort of.
Yes, sort of.
All right. This is one of those where maybe it's inappropriate for small children to listen.
For sure. In fact, if you have teenagers that for some reason are not in school, it's probably also appropriate for them to be listening. The story's all over the place today. USA Today got it out of ESPN. And we'll just play you the audio from, how do you pronounce this guy's last
name? Passan.
I'm never going to remember it correctly.
He's a Kansas City guy.
Yeah, that you'd think that would help, but no. And it's about a memo that came out from Major League Baseball to players about what they want players to stop taking because of the steroids that are in them that could show up on tests for performance-enhancing drugs.
This is ESPN's Jeff Passan appearing on ESPN Radio, The Will Cain Show.
I didn't even, like, realize that these things existed. And I was at a gas station in Florida, of course, during spring training, and saw, like, a bunch of these just crazy pills with ridiculous names. And I looked at the gas station attendant, and I said, do people actually buy those? And he said, more than you would ever imagine. And apparently, the clientele includes baseball players. Because, yeah, this memo was circulated on Monday and thankfully made its way into my hands today. And I believe Twitter is thankful for this story, at least taking up a good hour of their day and providing many jokes. The scary part about dietary supplements is you have literally no idea what's in them because they're unregulated. And it is a $30 billion a year market, Will. Not the male sexual enhancement, but just dietary supplements, period.
Right.
And they are outside of the purview of the Food and Drug Administration. And, you know, at least two players have been popped for PEDs and have copped to using these pills and believe that the drugs that they were using came from them. And this prompted Major League Baseball to send out this memo saying, hey, if you use this stuff, even if it was accidentally put in there, even if it's a tainted pill, you're still going to get suspended for 80 games.
It's Jeff Passan on ESPN Radio.
So again, if you missed that part, at least two players who are facing suspensions claim they failed their tests because the banned substances came from these over-the-counter performance, and when I say performance-enhancing, I mean in the bedroom performance-enhancing drugs that you can get over-the-counter at places like gas stations. And Major League Baseball is saying, we don't care. We are telling you right now that cannot be an excuse. These products may contain things that might show up on some of these tests. We're telling you right now, don't take them. Here's your warning.
Here's what I cannot figure out. Major League Baseball players make a minimum of $555,000 per year. All right. So minimum $500,000 a year. And they probably, especially at spring training when this was going on. Now, hang on to that thought for a second. They probably have housing. They probably have a lot of things that come with being a celebrity baseball player.
Yeah.
Now, I will say there are some young players down at spring training who are trying to make the team who don't make $500,000 a year, who might make $25,000 or $30,000 a year. But if there are at least two players at the major league level, like he is talking about, that got busted for performance-enhancing drugs and said, I got it from buying Hard Max.
Rhino.
Rhino.
Yeah.
Rising Phoenix. Ageless Male. You know, if that is the case, what are these million-dollar athletes, these multi-million-dollar athletes doing buying $6 five-packs of Ageless Male tonight?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think they were lying about where it came from?
They may have been.
That was my first thought.
That's an easy cop-out.
Yep.
I don't know if that hurts your image or whatever, but
it's better than admitting you took steroids.
It's better than saying, well, I got it from the guy at the gym and injected the thing in my butt.
Right.
You know, use the needle.
Right.
Maybe an agent told him to do so. But if it is the case, they also get full health insurance.
That was my next question. Yeah.
All right.
And because ESPN has said to them, go to a doctor. If you need that product, we are telling you right now, again, you can't use this as an excuse anymore. If you need Viagra, go see a doctor and get a prescription so that we know what's in it. And then you can show the prescription that says, see, I did go to a doctor.
You ever seen a Viagra or a Cialis commercial?
Probably.
What do the guys look like that are generally featured in those?
Older.
Okay, like in their 60s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
I know Scott Parks has talked about it.
But I've known younger men to take it.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay.
Not anything to be ashamed of.
No. But I'm just saying the odds of a 25-year-old man needing to buy, and that's where the suspicion comes. Is it
yes.
a cop-out? Did these agents tell them to say it? It's a great question, a great point to bring up. Did these agents say, hey, look, here's your way out of this. Say you ran up to the QT and you bought a one-pack of Rising Phoenix 5K triple maximum male enhancement pills, all right? Six-pack is $16, Jamie, and it even says on the box, no headache.
Ooh.
Right?
Because that's the last thing you want. You don't want a headache.
Right, because a headache can ruin the mood. You know, a headache can ruin everything.
Joke I'm totally not going to make.
But I feel like that's the way this went down because, again, you can get a prescription from your doctor covered by your health insurance for Cialis or Viagra. And these guys, the second they step on a ball field for the very first time, have lifetime health insurance. All right? They have a cheap pension, and then it grows as they stay in the majors longer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you – and maybe, Jamie, it's just had a couple of beers, maybe a couple of whiskeys. Had a couple of whiskeys. I met a nice lady. Whiskey tends to have a negative effect on men.
It does the opposite of
– So let's just stop by the 7-Eleven on the way back to my hotel room, grab some Rising Phoenix or whatever.
Like, I didn't think to see my doctor before I left town. We're doing some games on the road. I didn't want to wait that long. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Major League Baseball star, and I can't have a reputation as not being able to perform.
Can't have a limp reputation.
Correct. And so I just it was better to just go into the gas station.
Yeah.
And don't you think if one of these guys had genuinely bought Rhino from a gas station, that would be out? That somebody would have said that a gas station attendant would have said, oh, look who I just saw.
I mean, if it's a star.
That you would know.
Right. Like if Alex Rodriguez, who put everything in his body, but Alex, you know who Alex Rodriguez is.
Yeah.
Does the average person, and in Florida, there are so many spring training teams there. Half the league's in Florida, half the teams are in Arizona. There are so many baseball players you may not know. You may not know what they look like, and not everybody's a baseball fan. But I bet if it was A-Rod or Derek Jeter, or if you're working at a QT down the street here and Eric Hosmer walked in and bought some Hard Max, still to this day, most people would know. Or if Salvi walked in and bought some Rhino.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you would probably, it's Kansas City, like people would probably know.
Yeah. Yes, for all the reasons you just said, I think these two players did something they shouldn't have and blamed this as their reasoning.
And by the way, great call by their agent.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask. Why do you think it was the agent that told him to do it? Because you said that multiple times.
Generally, baseball players aren't that smart.
To make up an excuse like that?
I read a study about 10 years ago. There are 26 major league players, and every team has... What are the 25 guys in every roster? Do they expand it yet, Cats? 25 times 30, there are 26 players that have college degrees. 26 out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Okay.
So do 26 times 30.
But you've shown me that you don't need a college degree to be smart.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, I'm serious. Not, I don't equate college degree with being intelligent.
I wonder if you test positive for something and this and your agent comes back to you and says, look, you tested positive for blah, 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 mean.
And they freak out.
What
the
do you
agent's
do?
The first person they call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what dumb agent doesn't realize that there could be, I mean, there have been a lot of stories about the FDA warning about these pills because of what can be in them. What agent doesn't realize that there could be, well, I guess maybe that's a lot of dots to connect.
The agent's just saying, look, Wicket plays second base for the Royals minor league franchise. He just got called up. Here's what happened. You know, minor league ball players get a little drunk, met a little lady. He just took one of those Ultramen's Hard Max piping rock pills.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was. We know what? He admitted to it. We think you should applaud him for being honest. You know, but still, it's going to be an 80-game suspension.
So they are still going to be... Let's take a break and talk more about that, okay. About the fact that they are still going to be punished. Was it written explicitly anywhere? Major League Baseball, do players understand explicitly, here are the things that may or may not contain steroids or things that may show up on these tests, and what do you think about the fact that they were punished anyway?
576-7798. 576-7798. Text 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get to your calls and texts. You can also read this story from Yahoo on our Facebook page and on Twitter as well here on 98.1 KMBZ. Talk a little baseball. Here on Midday with Jamie and Wicket. As always, Jamie wanted to talk sports.
That's me.
That's it.
Sports girl, right here.
Major League Baseball, the battle about performance-enhancing drugs continues on and on and on and on. And now the focus is on over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills. Yes, male enhancement pills. As we were listening earlier to Jeff Passan from ESPN, there are players, at least two in Major League Baseball, who have tested positive for PEDs, and they're blaming pills.
Rhino,
Ultramen's Hard Max.
Yep.
I think my favorite is Rising Phoenix 5K Triple Maximum. That's one of my favorites.
I need an explanation of the 5K Triple Maximum, but we'll get to that later. So basically what what Major League Baseball has said is that you cannot use this as an excuse for failing your test of performance-enhancing drugs. We don't know what is in all of these gas station products. Mm-hmm. There appears to be steroids in them. That's why they're failing the tests in the first place. And you don't get to use that as an excuse. Unless you know what's in it, don't take it. By the way, if you need that help, mm-hmm. go to a doctor and show us your prescription.
And I think there are two things. One, if they actually did do this, which more and more talking about it, Jamie, with you and thinking about this more, it smells like a cover-up.
Yeah.
But if ballplayers are dumb enough to go grab ageless male 5-packs.
They're cheap. I'll tell you what.
$6 at Rite Aid right here.
Yeah.
If you are dumb enough, then you aren't listening. Because when the Barry Bonds steroid thing came out and A-Rod and everybody, you know, even Mark McGwire in the 1990s with the androdiazone or whatever it was, they basically said, look, if you don't know what's in it, don't put it in your body,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if you have a question, tell us and we'll tell you if it's on the list. They have a whole list a mile long of stuff you can't put in your body. So to that point, I think unless they are just incredibly stupid, which they may be, I am further getting behind the idea this is a cover up.
Yeah.
Because agents have one job. And an agent's job is to make money for their client.
Mm-hmm.
And if their agent is representing a known cheater, then down the road, that player is not as marketable
right.
as an idiot. Okay, because if the guy's you can say, well, he's just stupid and put this Rising Phoenix in his body so he could get laid. That isn't as bad. It's bad, but it's not as bad as, he took a bunch of pills and injected himself with steroids with his trainer.
Right. So tell me again the punishment.
80 games. Half a season.
Wow.
That's half a season.
So they are taking this seriously. Mm-hmm. They are saying, they're, you know, if you were, as my brain goes to different places, I know you don't know the answer to this question. I don't assume that you do. Is it possible that they were using the erection-enhancing pills for...
Male enhancement is what we call
pills,
them.
Yes. Yeah. For the steroids that are in them?
I don't think there's enough.
Is there enough?
I don't think there's enough in Rising Phoenix
mm-hmm.
to get these guys. Because that's the thing. Like, you don't do steroids to get big. Some people do. Bodybuilders do. The most of the time that guys are using performance-enhancing drugs, it helps your body recover from a workout faster. So you can get back to the gym faster. I mean, guys that are built like me could be on PEDs, but because it helps their body recover more, okay. they can get back to the gym more and they can get bigger.
Okay.
I don't think there's I think the chemicals, the whatever that happen to be in these male enhancement pills happen to be what's in the illegal performance enhancing drugs. And that's the cop out. That's what the agent can say. Oh man, see, you're getting traces of, you know, MSG-14, whatever that is. And it was in Rising Phoenix or Rhino.
So should they have known better?
Yes.
And do you think that punishment is fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't do the crime, if and if you're going to be too stupid to ask, then
you use that as your excuse if you didn't really do it.
Uh-huh.
Then
yeah, and if you're too dumb to ask, you should, you know, just being an idiot doesn't save you from a punishment.
Boy, put that on a bumper sticker. Yes, stupidity is not an excuse to do whatever you want.
So the first time violation used to be 50 games. Now it's 80 games.
Wow.
The second violation went from 100 games. Now it's 162 games. So now it's like, okay, if I'm representing you and you cheated, I'm going to get you out of one. It's going to be tough for me to say, well, he just used Rhino twice.
What a dumb agent. If the agent was the one that suggested they use this as cover, dumb.
No, I think it's smart.
Well, but they still got punished for 80 games. They used that as their excuse.
The test is positive.
Right.
Regardless, the test is positive. So they're
so
trying to...
This is better than...
They're trying to make it look unintentional. Like he was too stupid to know he was putting it in his system, as opposed to he was cheating intentionally from his drug dealer, dope man, trainer, whatever it is. By the way, a third violation is a lifetime ban.
Wow.
Kicked out of baseball.
What's the second violation again? What'd you say?
One full season.
Okay.
162 games.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this is something you've never heard of. And
this is something I've never shopped for, you know?
No, I haven't either. No, I have not.
Yeah, the more that we talk about this, the more it makes sense that this was just a cover for whatever they really took.
Seems like a cover up.
Because the money that they make, the health insurance is provided. It's not a thing for men to be ashamed of anymore. I mean, listen to how many ads we have on our station about it.
Yeah.
It's not, especially between guys, that's not, you know, that's not something to be ashamed of. So,
yeah, I think a lot of people are buying them. And I think this is a great way for agents to get their stupid clients who are cheating. Because, look, the bigger you are, the faster you are, the stronger you are, the better you are, the more money you can make, which means the client can make, your agent can make more money as well.
Right.
It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ.